This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. U.S. planes and missiles hit selected targets in Afghanistan for the fourth day in a row today. There were reports of bombs exploding in the center of the Afghan capital, Kabul, and in other cities around the country. But 25 miles north of the capital, where Taliban troops are face-to-face with the ragged forces of the opposition Northern Alliance, there was only silence. As NPR's Ann Garrels reports, it is a silence that has Northern Alliance commanders grumbling.
General Bobajan, a leading commander on the front line 25 miles north of Kabul, says the United States has not yet destroyed all the important Taliban bases. He is waiting impatiently for America to hit targets in his area, though he didn't specify what his forces would do then. His longtime aide, Muhammad Zahir, is much blunter, saying, "I am very disappointed with American actions so far." This interview took place in the wreckage of a former airbase. The tarmac is littered with destroyed aircraft and tanks. There are so many burned-out carcasses of military equipment dotting this country, it's hard to know which phase of the 23-year-old conflict they come from. It turns out the damage here occurred over the past 5 years, as the area repeatedly went back and forth between the Northern Alliance and the Taliban. For now, though, the lines seem fixed. Standing in what's left of the control tower, Muhammad Zahir pointed to Taliban positions less than a mile away. They're so close, the runway cannot be used. The thud of incoming shells punctuated his remarks until Zahir decided it was too dangerous to stay. Despite U.S. bombing raids, the Northern Alliance says the Taliban have been able to truck in 7,000 reinforcements to this front. The Northern Alliance gunners put on a good show for the ever-expanding press corps, but while they pose for cameras, they're not poised for any real action. Far outnumbered, Zahir concedes the Northern Alliance is not moving south to Kabul anytime soon. He is clearly frustrated the United States has not focused on these Taliban forces facing him. Many of the Northern Alliance commanders seem confused by America's actions. They support the U.S. bombing campaign, but they say targets selected so far suit the United States, not the Northern Alliance. This gets to the crux of the issue. What is the U.S. government's ultimate aim and how far it's willing to go in its support of the Northern Alliance? This opposition coalition wants much greater help for its efforts to overthrow the Taliban, but the U.S. so far has been cautious about being too closely identified with this fractious alliance. Untrained volunteers are rotated in and out of the front to bolster full-time Northern Alliance soldiers. 18-year-old Nazir Naimantullah runs a family tea house when he's not fighting. He and his customers blame their country's troubles on outside powers, namely Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. Outsiders, they say, made us fight each other. There's no real discussion of the opposition's failure to govern when it was in power in the early 90s. There's no discussion of the opposition's continued internal feuding, though there's plenty of evidence of it. Trucks carrying supplies to this front line now have to make a lengthy detour because a key bridge was blown up last spring when two Northern Alliance commanders fought for local power. In its battle, the Northern Alliance, a coalition of ethnic Uzbeks, Tajiks, and Hazaras, has so far proved unable to galvanize enough ethnic Pashtuns who might also reject the Taliban. While some Pashtuns might loathe the Taliban, and while there are reports of some defections, there is not yet great faith in this anti-Taliban alliance. The U.S. goal now is to weaken the Taliban, but the overarching issue looming ahead is how to bring peace and stability to this country. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Bagram, Afghanistan.